White, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, February 7, 1906. Dear son Willie C. White, I wish to explain how we are now situated. Elder Haskell left here to go to Hanford to visit Sister Gray. We received letters from them that he is speaking to the churches with freedom, but he is not yet in a situation to enter on a special interest in Los Angeles. He will stay a few weeks in Hanford, and then he will, he thinks, be able to stand on his feet with less difficulty. But I think if we should be ready to say, I am now prepared to go to Loma Linda, that he will be all ready to go, and I will be ready when you tell me that you will meet me in Loma Linda, unless I feel assured it is not best to break off my work here. I carry a very heavy burden for Battle Creek. I cannot feel at rest. I hope Elder Farnsworth will write us something soon that is definite. They have had so much continuous light pouring in there, and conclude by their actions to take no notice of any voice but of their own creating, that I can only look to the Lord and trust in His power, and leave the consequence with Him. I shall send you letters that you may use as your judgment dictates. I know that the seducing influence of the enemy is working to hold the fort and not allow any reformatory influence to come in. I would not feel like making any moves unless my head would stand the strain of the heart burden. I keep saying to my soul, have faith in God. He knows just what to do in every emergency. It seems so sad to have such statements that we know are false, made by Dr. Kellogg, and to view the sanitarium as it is. It is represented to me like the Babylon of Revelation. All those departing from the faith will seek a refuge in Battle Creek. Every actual transgression brings the soul into condemnation, and he whose conscience has become truth-hardened, after having so great light, becomes less and less susceptible to the holy strivings of the Spirit of God. Divine displeasure is sure to come upon the one who dishonors his holy name at this critical period when every soul needs to unify and all speak the same things. The present attitude is such that we should not encourage the young men and women to go to Battle Creek to be molded by the influence of untruth that prevails there. Satan is at work, and now my confidence is weakened in physicians and in ministers, who are so blind that they cannot discern between him who serveth God and him who serveth him not. It is just as Satan has designed in his purposes that it should be, a confusion of faith as to what is truth. The intelligent judgment, which should have discerned the outworkings of such sentiments as have appeared in Living Temple, has been affected by the seed-sowing of that book. In many minds, purity of faith has been stained, and confused ideas have been introduced. Impure thoughts are molding and fashioning the faith of many, and therefore little dependence can be placed in the students who shall come out of Battle Creek. Tares have been sown among the wheat. The seed sown is the unholy desire cherished and the rebellious purpose formed. Already many have their purity stained. Already many have formed the rebellious purpose to refuse the testimonies of the Spirit of God. If this kind of work is not just what the Holy Spirit warned the church against, where is the application to be made? I know just such movements have been going forward in Battle Creek for years. Souls are being proved by Satan's sophistries. Every man, saith the Apostle, is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. James 1, verse 14. Unsettle the faith of the young men and women in the testimonies that have borne the test for half a century, and they are then, in mind and soul, left a prey to the seducing power of satanic agencies. All are now to qualify themselves for the test and trials of miracles that will deceive, if possible, the very elect. Some shall depart from the faith. This is the reason we must now awake and not place our students under the influence of any physician who is not standing by the old landmarks. Spiritualistic theories are to flood the world. Let not your souls become entrapped, is my message. If any man boasts of his science, that with which he has become familiar, stand off from him. You have no use for his educational ability in this line. The expression of word or action is not needed to consummate the sin and bring the soul into condemnation. Its walls have already been broken down, its purity already stained, its integrity compromised, and its innocence spoiled. The temptation has prevailed, and hell has triumphed. Every man, saith the apostle, is tempted, when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. James 1, verse 14. The temptation has taken root, and will spring up and defile the whole man. We are to flee from every place of education where the soul is tempted, drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Let not Satan come in and undermine one pillar of your faith, whether through ministers or physicians or doctors. Physicians can bring in what looks plausible. I saw that we should beware of men, for right in our churches are sins that need most thorough investigation. I know what I am speaking about. Living Temple is not to be entertained as a wonder book. It is this indeed, for it will work its way into the very holiest of holies of our faith, and make our people a sport of Satan's temptations. I will be pleased to see you, my son Willie, but I would not use any persuasion to influence you, for you are in the field, and have a testimony to bear for the Lord. It may be I can meet you at Loma Linda. I dare not keep on this steady strain, for I fear its after effects. We pray for you most earnestly, and for the Lord to give you freedom, and the impartation of His Holy Spirit, that you shall make an impression on human hearts. I dare not address the people on selfishness, if I were myself trying to bring others to please me. W. C. White. I stand guiltless of this sin, if I know my own heart. Maggie has come, and I can write no more. I have no copy of this, so keep it till you get home.